half of the series of lectures of Imamat. I guess maybe we had 28 or 29 lectures approximately in total. We talked about the, up till now, we have already discussed in our previous lessons about the ta'rif of imamat, what is the definition of imamat, and then we discuss about the imamat, concept of imamat in light in the eyes of Quran, and then we discuss the concept of imamat in the eyes of the hadith, and we mention some of the most famous ahadith from the Prophet, and then we continued with the sifatul imam and all those attributes which are compulsory to be found in every imam. After that, before today's class, we were talking about the evidences from the history, how the ashab, the companions, used to turn to Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. So the ruju and turning of ashab towards him and was historically proven with different witnesses. Now, applying all what we have learned by now, the discussion of tonight is related to the tatbiq and application, which is al-imam huwa amirul mu'mineen alayhi salam. That means proving that imam after the Prophet is Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. That's what we are going to apply, those various things that we have learned by now, and in a very summarized way. So probably, I think I have written down 16 evidences, which basically is very, very, very less. We already discussed that Allama Al-Hilli rahmatullah alayhi has already mentioned 2000 in his book Kitabul Al-Fayn. Isn't it right? 2000 evidences about the Imamat of Imam Ali alayhi salam in just one book. But we are just summarizing some of the very clear evidences. First of all, applying in light of what we have learned by now, first of all is what we say An-Nassul Mutawatir. That means the clear, and mutawatir is that nas and clear hadith from the Prophet which causes yaqeen in the eyes of the reciter. When you read a hadith, it is narrated by so many people or narrated in such a way that in the eyes of the reader it causes yaqeen. That hadith in ilm al hadith is called as hadithun mutawatir. So we have nasun mutawatir, and nas we already discussed is a clear statement without zero ambiguity in statement. Any statement where there is no other possibility in ihtimal to derive the meaning and take it to some other meaning, there is no chance of that. There's only one possible meaning that can be taken out because it's so clear. So we have nas and mutawatir that causes yaqeen and certitude in the mind of the reader. So this kind of mutawatir nas we have about Amir Mumin alayhi salam, which are abundant. We already discussed in this so many of those famous ahadith, some of the very, we discussed already the hadith. I'm just reminding you and mentioning a couple of more on the same lines, where Prophet has said, "Anta al-Khalifatu min ba'di," you are the Khalifa after me. Obviously, there is no room for any, you know, manipulation in this hadith or thinking that it's, you know, it's not meant for Amir Mumin alayhi salam. It's one of the very clear evidences, and likewise, "Anta waliyya,"
كل مؤمن ومؤمنة
بعد.
So these kinds of statements are part of the long list of ahadith. And also the Prophet had said, Sallimu alayhi. بإمرة المؤمنين. That means say salam upon him. That means say salam on Ali alayhi salam, addressing him being Amir al-Mu'mineen.
So this is, title is actually given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He commanded the ashab to say salam on Imam Ali alayhi salam by calling him, addressing him with Amirul Mu'mineen. So we have abundant of the ahadith. We already discussed the imamat in the eyes of hadith. So the Nassun Mutawaq as the first evidence, which and remember we talked about in the sifat for imamat that imam has to be mansus min Allah wa min Rasul. The imam has to be clearly, there has to be a nas in his favor. Person for whom the nas comes is called mansus. The imam has to be mansus min Allah, on Allah's behalf. There has to be clear verdict in, from Allah in his favor, and clear verdict from the Prophet in his favor. Every imam has to be mansus min Allah and min al-Rasul. This is our aqeedah. So we have abundant nas which are mutawatir in the favor of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The second evidence for the imamat of Imam Ali, these are very important points, especially for our youth. When you are interacting with people of other faiths, when anyone asks you out there that why do we believe, why do you as Shias believe in the 12 Imams? So our youth must have the answers, to provide in the light of the teachings of human intellect, and also the narrated evidences, دليل عقلي and نقلي, معقول and منقول, معقولات and منقولات, the intellectual evidences and the narrated evidences. So we have the second one is that the reason why Imam Ali Islam is the Imam is because هو الأفضل, he is the most superior of all available after the Prophet. And the reason why we are claiming that Imam Ali is the most superior among all is because of the ayat of Quran that we already discussed when we are talking about imamat in the light of Quran, which is ayat al-mubahala, isn't it right? The ayat that was revealed on the occasion of mubahala and debate with the Christians of Nadran, we already discussed, and that is from Surah number 3, verse number 54. We already discussed that in the segment of ayat which is related. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنْفُسَنَا وَأَنْفُسَكُمْ. And ourselves and yourselves. The Prophet took no one else other than Imam Ali alayhi salam in the place of his anfusana, ourselves. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is nafs of Rasul.
And Allama al-Hilli rahmatullahi alayhi in his famous book says that nafs of Rasul musawihi is equal to the Prophet, except the mansab of nubuwwat, which he doesn't have. Apart from the mansab of nubuwwat and risalat, everything of Imam Ali alayhi salam is exactly similar to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Allama al-Hilli writes in his book, Nafsul Rasul Musawihi
illa nubuwwa. So, and
since the Prophet is al-afdal, the most superior, isn't it right? So somebody who is nafsul afdal, he is the self of the most superior, has to be an afdal as well. Is that right?
Imam Ali alayhi salam is the nafs and the self of the most superior, which is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So nafsul Rasul is nafsul afdal. The nafsul afdal is al afdal. That's pure mathematics. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is the most superior of all. Prophet didn't take anyone else in the place of his own nafs and fusana other than Imam Ali alayhi salam. And third of all, the third evidence why Amir Muhammad alayhi salam is the first Imam and Khalifa is La Ahada Mimman Idda'al Imamata single person who claimed imamat after the Prophet was ma'soom. You can never find in any history book belonging to any sect of Islam where anyone, any scholar of any sect ever claimed that any ruler after the Prophet was claiming to be ma'soom. No one ever claimed. Actually, the opposite can be proven because we find Hazrat Abu Bakr saying that Aqiluni Aqiluni, remove me Aqiluni first of the khayrikum because I am not the best among you. وَعَلِيٌّ فِيكُمْ whereas Ali is available among you. So no one ever claimed to be, and the source of this can be found from the Sunni books. You can turn to Kitab al-Ghadir, volume number 3 and page number 95 to 98, and you will find the Sunni source about the hadith. So coming back to our point, no one among those who were claiming to be the leader ever claimed to be ma'soom. Actually, the opposite can be proven from their statements that they were not ma'soom. So the only person who was ma'soom was Imam Ali alayhi salam. So this is another clear evidence for Imam Ali alayhi salam to be the Khalifa and Imam after the Prophet. The fourth dalil about the Imamat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is Annahu certainly he is the only one who is Al-A'lam, the most knowledgeable after the Prophet. After the Prophet, among everyone else, he is the most knowledgeable. And obviously, this famous Hadith al-Mutawatir has been narrated by Sunnis and Shias both, Ana Madinatul Ilmi wa Aliyan Dabuha. And we discussed this Hadith already. I'm just reminding you, Ana Madinatul Ilmi wa Aliyan. And no one denies this hadith. There were multiple other hadiths made up and fabricated. They say, أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ وَفُلَانٌ سَقْفُهَا wa, you know, and so and so forth. وَفَرْشُهَا وَسَقْفُهَا, those kinds of things. You know, the such and such person is the ceiling of the city and farsh of the, and all those kinds of things. So city never had a ceiling, even in the past, but basically, this was not denied. Certain other ahadith were made up, but this hadith was not denied by anyone. There were Aliyun Dabuha. Whoever wants, wishes to, in other words, to reach the city, he should come to the door. So basically, A'lamiyyat, the most knowledgeable of Imam Ali alayhi salam, is being proven through the hadith of the Prophet, which is accepted. And obviously, we already discussed very recently in previous lectures that Ashab used to turn to him in the knowledge and asking questions, and he never turned to anyone in his life to learn nothing. There is no single riwayat and narration that can prove that Imam Ali alayhi salam turned to anyone else to learn something. That never happened in the history. Okay, fifth of all, the fifth dalil for the imamat of Amir Mu'in al Islam is huwa al aqba. That means he is the one who was most superior in judgments and qabawat. He was the best judge, most superior, most strong, most powerful, most knowledgeable, most eligible and capable of giving judgments. This is one of the mansab of Risalat. Isn't the right Prophet is the Qadi al-Qubat. He is the supreme judge appointed by Allah. The Imam after him also has to be the Qadi appointed by Allah. The mansab of Qaba and Qadawat and judgment is also available for the Imam after the Prophet, just like it's available for the Prophet. The Prophet enjoys three positions. First is prophethood. And messengership, risalat. Obviously these are two. Actually these are two different positions, but of the same category, so I count them one here. And qada, that means giving judgments. And mansabul walaya means governance. The Prophet is the Imam and Mawla and Wali. Isn't that right? Walayat means hukumat. Like we say, walayat al faqih means the government of faqih. Walaya means hukumat. So Prophet was the hakim and ruler of the Islam of the world, appointed by Allah, and he was a supreme judge, qada, mansab al-qada, and mansab al-nubuwa wa al-risala. The Prophet has three triple positions from Allah, and all these are manasib ilahiyya, divine positions. So after the Prophet, this position is eliminated. There will be no Prophet and Messenger after him, because he is Khatamul Nabiyyin, isn't that right? He is the seal of all the Prophets. But these two positions are equally transferred without a difference to the Imam after him. Every Imam is the supreme judge on behalf of Allah. He has a mansab al-qada, and every Imam is wali and mawla. The Prophet himself says, "Man faman kuntu mawlahu fahala wal aliyun mawla." And then they write, "Faman kuntu mawlahu, whomsoever I was his master, his ruler." So Prophet was also the mawla. And then they write, "For Ali and Mawla." So Ali is his Mawla. So Ali and Mawla. So now, Qada is Imam Ali salam was Aqda, was most the best in judgments, and obviously we have clear nas from Rasulullah where he has said, "Aqdaakum Ali." Best judge among you is Ali. That's narrated in Kitab al-Ghadir, volume 3 and page 95 to 98.
obviously qada and judgment cannot happen in Islam until and unless you have the knowledge of Quran and the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So qada automatically demands ilm and knowledge. So when Imam Ali Islam is aqda, the best judge, that means obviously it also is an evidence that Imam Ali is a'la. Because without the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rulings, you can never be aqda. And why he is a'lam? Because he has the highest level of taharat of the qalb. Isn't it right? Ilm in Islam depends on your taharat of the qalb. So that's what we call ismat. If you have a higher level of taharat, you will be given more knowledge. If you have the highest level of taharat of the qalb, cleanliness of the soul, you will be given the highest level of knowledge. Isn't it right? So we have some ahadith that talk about the fact that this tree that Prophet Adam was stopped from eating the fruit of that tree, it was actually the shajara, it was actually the tree of the ilm of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So Prophet Adam was prohibited by Allah to eat from the tree of knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. This knowledge doesn't belong to him. He's very muhtaram and respectable, but he does not deserve to get the knowledge of Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Isn't that right? So he ate from the fruit of the tree and he was taken out from that jannat and deprived of those privileges. So basically, knowledge in Islam depends on your level of taharat. Because the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, their taharat is of the highest. So they deserve to get the highest knowledge. And because they have the highest knowledge, so they are aqwa, the best judge. So this is the fifth evidence why Imam Ali alayhi salam is the most superior of all. And let's go. And obviously, we discussed that already. Yeah, okay, let's go to number six. Being the first Imam is after the Prophet is the fact that existence of jinns. Isn't it right? We have Surah Al-Jinn in the Quran. The whole Surah is in the name of the jinns. Isn't it right? Existence of jinn is another dalil why Imam Ali Islam is the first Imam. When there is jinn present and they are mukallaf, they are obliged with the takalif, obligations of Allah apply on the humans and the jinns both, because Quran has said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create the jinns and وَمَا خَلَقْتُ Jinnah wal insa illa liya'budun, except to worship me. I did not create the jinn and the human, the jinns and the humans, in other words, except to worship me. That's what we learn in the light of the verse. So the jinns are also supposed to do ibadat like the humans are supposed to do ibadat. We are all mukallaf. Obligations of Allah apply on the humans and the jinns both. So they are mukallaf. They are obliged with the taklif shar'i, the kalif shar'iyya. So as long as the jinns are there, they exist, they are also mukallaf. They are supposed to do ibadat. So wujud of the jinns is another dalil why Imam Ali Islam is the first Imam, because there has to be an Imam after the Prophet who is able to talk to the jinns the way Rasulullah can talk to the jinns. Isn't that right? Because they are supposed to do ibadat and worship Allah. We humans who are non-ma'soom cannot talk to the jinns. Isn't that right? We have no access to the jinns.
So the existence of jinn cannot be denied, and that is another dalil for the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam is the Imam. Seventh of all, the seventh dalil why the Imam alayhi salam is the Imam Ali alayhi salam is the first Imam is because of the fact that humans speak various languages. So there has to be an Imam present after the Prophet who can speak the languages of all the human beings. Just like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is able to speak the language of all the human beings without exception. Every single human of every nation of the previous generations and the later generations, even those of the languages which are no longer present, Prophet can even speak those languages which are no longer present. No human survived who speaks that language any longer, but the Prophet can still speak it because he is Rasul towards those people as well. His Risalat is all inclusive. Isn't it right? Everyone is under his banner. Didn't the Prophet say, Adam, وَمَنْ دُونَهُ تَحْتَ لِوَاهِ Adam and all who are after him are under my banner, under my flag. So everyone, even the prophets, the rest of the prophets are God, are under the banner of Rasulullah. They are under his command. They are under his obedience. They are under him. Everyone is under Rasulullah. Isn't that right? So there has to be a human present after the Prophet who is also able to speak the languages of all the humans, because people speak various languages. And you have to address them. You have to cater their needs. You have to be able to interact with them and talk to them and communicate with them and educate them and guide them. Isn't that right? So if a person comes from one ethnic background and he is not ma'soom and infallible, and he cannot speak and cannot communicate, he cannot be the, you know, an Imam after the Prophet. And Imam Ali Rasulullah had also said in his hadith, this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ali Rasulullah also has said in his hadith that كنت مع الأنبياء سرا. I was with the prophets of God hiddenly. ومع رسول الله and رسول الله openly. I was with the prophets of God hiddenly. That means Imam Ali al-Islam was with all the prophets of God hiddenly and with Rasulullah openly. Jahran. So he was also supporting all the prophets of God and providing the ni'mats of Allah, because he was wasitatul faiz and the means of transferring of Allah's ni'mat and faiz to the whole universe. So there has to be a human after the Prophet who can speak the languages of all the human beings, just like the Prophet, because Prophet's Risalat includes all the humans. So his Imam has to have the Imamat also similarly all inclusive. How much time do we have for the Salat? Any time?
8 or 9.
Okay, then that's finished. We'll continue that inshallah in the next class. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allah.